Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
Do it no matter what the people say.
They don't even know.
They don't know you.
Time for you.
So it's part of our theme song, ladies and gentlemen. Around a rhythm section singing about what small business owners have to. He didn't know that he was doing that, but if you listen to the words of that song, you'll get it. Life is a gamble, and you know it, and it doesn't matter what other people say. If you believe in yourself, do it. It's what I did. It's what Mary Quintando did. You can't be foolhardy, but you can be a little bit. You can take risks, but you're taking a risk on yourself. And I think that's what's powerful, Mary Quintando. What do you think?
I think if you don't go for it, you're taking a risk in having an awfully boring average life.
You're still making a decision, aren't you?
No decision is a decision,
right? That's right. I just always, you know, look, I failed. I don't mind telling. I tell people. I don't think people should listen to me about whatever I, when I talk about how to be successful in a small business. I don't expect them to listen to me if they didn't know I've actually failed before. So, you know, you can't really know success if you've never failed, in my opinion. But I have, and so I know what that looks like. I know what foolhardy is. I know what taking a risk on myself is. And I just think even if you do fail, if you took a risk on yourself, if you believe in yourself, then the reason you failed was a detail. You didn't have enough capital, timing was wrong, or something happened. But if you worked hard enough, you took a risk on yourself, and you believe in yourself, then as long as you keep those elements together, it's going to work out one day. What do you think, Mary?
Well, I think if you're doing something and it's not working, you've got to look at what are all the elements of that that can be changed. How can you tweak it? Mm-hmm. So it's like constantly being revised. It's like a car driving down the street, and every block it passes, it changes a little, it changes a little, it changes a little. Because anybody who's trying to do business now the way they did it even 10 years ago, you just can't. So you've got to constantly be looking for ways to evolve your business. So if things are not going right, you've got to be really proactive and say, what do I need to change? What do I need to change? What do I need to change? And even if things are going right, you need to look and you need to say, what will I need to change?
You know,
it's constantly changing.
In Shakespeare's Hamlet, Philonius said this to Falstaff, to thine own self be true. And what you just said is the same thing. And that is, if you see that it's not working, believe your eyes. It's not working. Admit it. Take the medicine. Take the step. And make an adjustment, right? Don't say, oh, this will work out. Now, you could, you know, when I was coming up, Mary, you know, way, decades before you were in the marketplace, Mary, you're so young, that I remember when if it wasn't working, you could give it some time. You could give it a year or two, maybe. But now you can't do that, can you?
You'll be out of business in a year or two.
Yeah.
You know, Jim, my Woman's Advantage program is a perfect example of something I started out. I thought it was a good idea. I said, let me prototype this and see how it works. Let me do this. And then every single month, I made changes to that program. We've been running for 2 years now. We have 11 chapters. And
wow.
I am still, every single time we run a program, I back up and make changes to it. Ask people for comments on it. I get their feedback. So it's just like constantly evolving. It's like a living organism instead of something you just put out there and expect people to buy the same thing year after year after year. You've got to keep it live and vibrant and current.
Well, you know, in the old days, you could come up with a product or a strategy or a model or whatever it is that was the customers really were paying for. You could come up with something like that. You could dine out on it for a year or 5 years or 10 years or and, you know, if you go far enough back, you could dine out on it for generations. You know, people for 500 years ago, 300, 200 years ago, you know, a family could pass the same thing on to their children. Today, the time between models has been compressed. And it's more like about 90 days now, isn't it?
It is. You know, you remember the old term cash cow. Somebody would have a right. cash cow product or service.
I'm still looking for my cash cow service. I'm still looking for my cash cow, Mary.
Yeah. Well, we had cash cow services, and those were really profitable, and you could just kind of let them run over on the
right.
side,
mm-hmm.
you know? And
yeah.
you have a few people managing those things, mm-hmm. and you just let them run, and they could fund all your other nonsense and mistakes you were making,
right.
you know? But that's almost an unheard-of term anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, companies don't really have cash cows that have been sitting out making money for
it's
them
doing
for
the
last
same thing
five
year
years.
After year after year. Without making
yeah,
sense.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's true. R&D, research and development in small business, is an ongoing thing. Innovation is all my innovation experts, Robert Brands and others, have told us. You know, if you want to be successful and sustain that success, innovation has to be a way of life, not just a means to an end. What do you think?
Oh, that's absolutely right. And no matter what kind of, I mean, if you're in accounting, you need to be thinking of what's the next best thing coming. How could you additionally offer something to your clients? You know, what would that look like? And you've
right.
got to be constantly asking them
mm-hmm.
and sitting down one-on-one with them and talking about ideas you have and what's their advice on that.
Mary,
and constantly developing.
I need your website, please.
Womansadvantage.com.
Any calendars left?
Yes, I sent you yours.
We got our box. We're happy.
But we do have just a few left. So anybody
folks,
who's interested,
check it out there. Woman's Advantage. Mary Contando, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Will do, Jim.
See you next.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.